Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors. We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and our favors.
Welcome, our wonderful and beautiful audience and friends. Thanks for joining us this morning, and you are now listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, The Reality of a Creator, which comes on every Sunday from 12 o'clock at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we want to ask you, as you join us, to invite others to join us likewise. And now we have Imam Shahid Shabazz, the Reality of a Creator, that we are bringing to you this morning. Our discussion today is on people. Everything in this world is a test of people's faith in the unseen. Yes, everything. Everything in this world is a test of people's faith in the unseen. Everything that you see points to the unseen world of the Creator. People, this world and our life in this world will soon come to an end. Then the real unseen spiritual world will take the place of this world. In the spiritual world, yes. I'm sorry, excuse me 1 minute, please. I have to clear my throat here. I'm still having this problem with my sinus. So in the spiritual world of the lost, all that will matter will be all spiritual good. Even now, while we are in this material world, all that matters is the spiritual good. This is why Allah says in His final revelations in the Quran, it is not our material things or our relationships with people that will bring us back to Allah. Allah says that all that will bring us back to His eternal heaven is our good works followed by good intentions. So Allah says, now, while we still have time in this world, we must use everything Allah has given us to regain our spiritual life. Yes, that's what our purpose is, to regain our spiritual life. People, this is what we call real freedom. And that's what you're looking for. We're not free in this world with the conditions that they are, as Imam Shahid Shabazz is letting us know. No, because this world is not the world of our Creator. No, we're going far straight from it. It's just the opposite. So we need to come back. We need to find ourselves in our spiritual world, and then we will be able to clear up the problems that we are having in this material world. And now, I will see if Imam Shahid Shabazz is ready to join us now. Again, people, all of you in our radio listening audience, if you have any questions or concerns, please push the number one button. Let us hear from you. Give us your comments. Give us your questions. And let us know what you are concerned about. And hear your opinion. This is your show, people. Not just Imam Shahid's show or Sister Issa's show. But it is your show. And as I'm looking here, sometimes things happen and Imam Shahid does not always get to the show on time like he should. But as we can see, so much is happening in the world today that there's just so much we can talk about and sometimes don't know where to begin. Again, we see what's going on is the wildfires that we're having, and we're having that so often. But for those of us who study, and I say not just Quran, but religious scriptures, spiritual scriptures, we know that these are our warning signs, people. And they're letting us know the dissatisfaction of the Creator for this world that we're living in and what's going on and our conditions in it. He's concerned about what we are doing, what we should be doing, and why we aren't doing it. He knows why. But he wants to turn the attention to us, to make us understand the reality of the Creator, the reality of his creation, and to understand what we need to do to change the condition of this world as they are in today, people. We must go back to right guides, to spiritual guides, and use that as the number one guide. We must stand upon the Quran and to write and the righteous scriptures, and begin from there in seeking even the solution to every problem that we have begins in the Quran. That's the word of the Creator. He didn't just put us here and leave us here to just do what we want to do, people. He put us on this earth so that we might be guided by him. And he left a guide for us. So, people, go back to the right way of life. Follow the scriptures. Follow the Quran. Follow your religious guide. They all indicate the same thing as to how our Creator wants us to live on this earth and what the results will be if we do not follow his guide and his direction. And now what I'm going to do here is that I don't see Imam Shahid Shabazz's number up yet, so I'm going to call on the beautiful Imam that I do see here. We have one in Georgia, and we have one in Winston-Salem, who are so supportive of us, and who joins us on Sundays. So now I will have them to comment until we can hear from Imam Shahid Shabazz. I believe the one that I see is the one from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Imam Abdul Karim, I'm going to have him to give us some comments to begin with. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, I probably have the wrong person on the line. My apologies. I'm not receiving an answer here. I get those numbers. I know the 336 number, and then this is 2-something. And I'm used to Imam Abdul Karim's number being that from Winston-Salem, beginning like that, let's say. So we do have others to come on. We thank you. So I'm going to try Imam. I know this is his number here, Imam from Georgia. We will try to bring him on now. I believe I see Imam Shahid Shabazz now. I see his number. They're probably just slow in putting some of these numbers on today. We have a full board here today, alhamdulillah. So now I'm going to call Imam Shahid Shabazz on, and Imam Abdul Karim from Georgia. I'll be right back with you as soon as we hear a word from Imam Shahid Shabazz.
Assalamu alaikum.
I was going to continue with Imam Abdul Karim from Georgia because your number hadn't shown yet. But now that it's
well,
on,
I was talking to somebody. Wait a minute, sister. Hold up, please. You're going a little bit too fast for me. I was talking to someone about the day in the family about that the event, you know, supposed to take place today. So the time shot past me, but I'm here now, and you know, so I'm ready to start talking.
All right, brother. Teacher. I think everyone's ready for you. Is ready for you, and now you may begin the discussion for today on your show.
Assalamu alaikum to everybody. First and foremost of all, I hope you all are having a good day. Because every day you're given another opportunity in this part of Almighty Allah, the Creator's creation, it's a gift. And you should take that gift and value that gift by trying to bring your life in accord with all creation. And what do I mean by that? All creation submits, surrenders to the will of the creator of it. And most people don't, Muslims either, they don't submit to the creator's will. They follow their own will. And we see what the results are when people follow their own ways of will. It's evil. It's destruction. It's hatred. So we'll begin on that note with prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah. Rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman. Nirrahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Idna sirata mustaqim. Sirata ladheena an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa dhalin. Amen. We just said, translated into the English language, with Allah, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to the one God, creator, Allah. All praise is due to him, the cherisher and sustainer, and the Lord of all worlds, most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee do we worship, and thine aid we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on upon whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray from the straight path of Allah. Assalamu alaikum again. And now we will start the talk. First of all, we want to say that the whole show is based upon the evolution of time that we're in. We're in an evolution, a transition and it's the greatest transition since Almighty Allah created the world. In the beginning, Almighty God, Allah created the world good, and he created all things good, and he created the nature of good in all human beings. This is why Allah, the Most High, said in his final revelations in the Quran, all the good that happens to people come from Almighty God. He's all good. And Allah, our Creator, say in his final revelations to all humankind, all the evil or bad come in our life come from our own choices of choosing that evil. So we can't even blame evil for seducing us into it. We have to choose the evil before the evil can come in our life. So just like we choose the evil to come into our life by following our own will, we allow, he don't need us. We need our Creator. He's not going to force you to come to him. Because you look at what's happening to people, the majority of people on the earth today, they follow their own will, and it's our almost total human annihilation. They're killing up the human beings are killing up other human beings without any regard to human spiritual life whatsoever. And this is finna stop. The Creator finna stop it. Allah. We look at this man in the White House. I'm going to use this here. This is very important. He's a man that personifies evil or the devil in the flesh. And everybody knows that. He makes it known. He's all for himself. He ain't for no white, so-called white people. He ain't for no so-called black people. He's for himself. And that's what makes us evil, being selfish. Almighty God, Allah created us, and he made all human beings one. He gave us one set of parents, Adam and Eve. And then he made them one in his divine spiritual love. And so from all human beings sprang to come from Adam and Eve. So that we really supposed to be one humanity. And this is going to happen, but unfortunately, if you study history, it repeats itself, history. Most people today Almighty Allah say their evil that they're doing, this evil that they've been doing and constantly doing every day, he says, finish soon, overtake them and destroy them like it did their predecessors in the past. So, you people, if you got evil in you and you don't want to live a good life, your time is very short, and you not only going to be destroyed soon, but you're going to die with your own evil going to kill you. And I want to share this with you all because I shared it with a brother, and he was just overwhelmed with it. I got a movie called The Polar Bear King. And in this movie, this witch was fixing a brew, an evil poison brew to poison this good king so she could marry him, and she could control the world with evil. And she called the devil because she was to her wedding and everything. Before her wedding, she said, "Master, oh master, come." And he appeared in the form of a man. And he looked over there at all them brews she was stirring up, and he said, you're doing it wrong. You're doing it wrong. And she said, "Master, what am I doing wrong?" And the devil told her, "Too much evil destroys evil." Now, that's something heavy to think about. In the Quran, Allah said this way, the end of evil is evil. So evil fears Allah's truth. It fears the Creator. Okay? So why don't we fear most people to do evil? Because we look at what evil is doing. It's got us killing our evil is killing our children now. Because the children are what? They're our future. So we got to take more attention and take more time out to try to help save these children. We're obligated. If we don't do that, you can say you're Muslim, Christian, Jew, whatever you say. Names don't mean nothing, people. It's your actions, your conduct that tells whether you believe in the Creator or you don't. And what the basic reason, indicates you're a believer in the Creator, you don't hate. You have love. And even those who don't believe in the Creator say, forgive them too. Don't judge them. And he say, treat your enemy kind. And if you do that, he say, he will make your enemy become your friend. And he's done that in my life. I'm a living witness to that. So, you know, this is basically what the talk is all about. It's about waking up people and realizing that you weren't created just to be an animal, and this animal form we're in. But when the Creator put the divine real spirit inside of our heart, it made us spiritual being in a physical form. This is just a form, a shell. The real life of the human being is not the flesh. It's the spirit, the soul in the human being. When the soul is alive in the worship and service of Almighty God, then Allah, then the soul come alive. Allah brings its life out of you, and you don't have to even tell nobody you believing in him. Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, said the last prophet of Almighty Allah sent to humankind, he said, when you see a true believer in Allah, they remind you of Allah without even opening their mouth saying a word of truth. They remind you of Allah because Allah's light, his nur, his light shines in them. And Allah said that in the Quran, the true believers in him, he give them a light by which they can follow, and it will lead us to him. And that not only lead us to him, but anybody that follow us, his light in us, they will be gathered on the right way, and they will be protected from all evil. Like he said, those who follow his truth and obey his truth, he's the protector of the believers. He said those who disbelieve in him, reject faith in him, they don't have no protection from Allah. Who can be protected from the one that's got all power? Evil don't have no power. Allah the creator of the heavens and earth have all power. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, the reality of a creator. As you can see, we have a most beautiful discussion. He's coming on strong, people as usual, with this discussion. And we have our board lit up for those who are anxious to participate. So again, too, I'm going to go back to our Imam in Florida, who has been with us since the beginning of the show today. And we will hear a few comments from him. Imam Abdul Karim, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. I'm from Atlanta. How are you all doing?
Fine, Allah, what?
Doing fine. All praise is due to Allah, the creator of the heavens and earth. Hope you are.
Alhamdulillah, I am. As a matter of fact, I got some very good news. I've been accepted as a presenter at Al-Farouq Masjid in Atlanta on 14th Street Northwest.
Yes.
To show my tafsir on PowerPoint slide to the people. So that's going to start on November the 2nd, inshallah. And I'm looking forward to getting that started.
Alhamdulillah. All praise is due to Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar. Allah is greater.
You were talking about the nature. Alhamdulillah. You were talking about the nature of in which people are born. And
yes, sir.
I put out a new video about a week or so ago on the Islamic nature of mankind.
Yes.
But I didn't call it Islamic nature. I called it what Allah says about the submissive nature of mankind, because Islam is submission to the will of Allah. And this
That's
is
right.
This is the religion of all the prophets.
Yes,
all
it is.
All the prophets, when asked what their religion was, they said, "I submit to the one who sent me."
That's right.
Allah says, "So, O prophet and the followers of the prophet, set your face sincerely and truly towards this faith and be steadfast on the nature whereupon Allah has created mankind. There can be no alteration in the nature but made by Allah."
That's
this
right.
is the right and true faith, but most
yes.
people do not know. Be steadfast on this, turning wholly towards Allah, and fear Him, and establish the Salah, and do not be of the idol worshippers who have set up their separate creeds and divided themselves into sects, each sect rejoicing in what it has. This is from chapter Ar-Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, verses 30 to 32. This word "so" that begins these verses implies that when the reality has become clear to you and you have come to know that none but Allah is the creator, master, and sovereign of this universe and of man himself, then inevitably your conduct should be such as is indicated in this verse. Allah says, set your face sincerely and truly. This means do not turn your face to any other direction after you have adopted this way of life. Then you should think like a Muslim. Your likes and dislikes should be of a Muslim. Your values and standards should be the ones set by Islam. And your character and conduct should bear the stamp of Islam. The affairs of your individual and collective life should be ordered according to the way taught by Islam. This faith means the faith that the Quran presents, the monotheistic faith in which none but Allah is worthy of worship and obedience, the faith in which none can be an associate of Allah in His divinity, in His attributes, and in His powers and rights. the faith in which man, by his own free will, chooses to order his life in accordance with the guidance and law of Allah. All human beings have been created on the nature that none but one, Allah, is their creator, Lord, and deity. Be steadfast on this nature. If you adopt the attitude of independence, you will be following a way opposed to your nature.
That's
right.
And
if you serve and worship another besides Allah, then you will also be working against your nature.
That's right.
This subject has been explained by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a number of hadiths. According to Bukhari and Muslim, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Every child who is born on our human nature. It is his parents who make him a Jew or a Christian, etc. An example is of an animal which gives birth to complete and sound young ones. None is born with torn and cut off ears, but the idol worshippers tear their ears afterwards on account of their superstitions and ignorance." According to another hadith reported in Ahmed and Nasa'i, the Muslims in a war killed the children of the enemy. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to know of it, he became very angry and said, "What has happened to the people that they have violated the limits and even killed the children?" A man said, "Sir, were they not the children of idol worshippers?" The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Even the best of your people are also the children of idol worshippers." Then he said, "Every living being is born on our nature. Then when he becomes able to speak, his parents turn him into a Jew or a Christian." I'm going to stop there and let somebody else talk. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, brother. Excuse me, Abdul Karim, a little hoarse, but thank you for that beautiful tafsir or teaching and clarification of all of Allah's prophets and messengers, because people need to know that Islam is not a religion, but it's the way of life that Almighty God, all people's creator, sent all of his messengers and prophets with that message, what you just said, that he created oneness in his creation, and in the human humanity he made to be one, worshiping him and him alone, and not the things that he created, but worship him in spirit and truth only, because he's only truth and spiritual. He's not creation, he's the creator. So I'm going to stop right there too and let someone else come on. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. And I want to remind you, and those of you who just might have just come on, that we are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz, the reality of the Creator. And we're having a most beautiful discussion this morning about the Creator, his creation, and about our conduct, how we are to be living our lives to please him. And so we have had two Imams on now, and they're coming on strong with us, and we want you to join them. I will see if we have another number here that's been here for a while, and that number is 313 number, 313-422-3152. Could you give us your name and tell us where you're calling from?
Nor have you comments.
Oh, thank you very much. Continue to listen. We're glad to have you join us.
We have a lot of static, sister. A lot of static. I don't know where it's coming from, but it's distracting.
I'm taking care of my brother. Thank you very much. Also, we have now 202. We're getting static sometime, but it will be taken care of in July when it comes through. It takes a minute, though. The next number is 202-674-3189. Could you give us your name and let us know where you're calling from?
Sister Nafisa, calling from Washington, D.C.
Assalamu alaikum. Yep, I'm enjoying everything I'm hearing today. Alhamdulillah. All this about we killing one another. You know, I pray to Allah all the time about help to cease that. But, you know, everything happens for a reason.
That's right.
We don't know why, but it happens. So, you know, inshallah, may it get easier and better for us all as Muslims.
Ameen.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for those encouraging words. Don't have to say a lot to say a lot. And you said a lot by not saying a lot. We thank you.
Alhamdulillah.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. We have to understand, people, that everything's ordained for Allah, and He has His purpose and reason for us all. And we have to always be reminded that were it not for His saying be, we would not be here ourselves. And He put us on this earth for a purpose, and He permits things to happen for a purpose. So we must strive to be what? Best in our conduct. That's the most important thing. Strive to be best in conduct. And when we go astray, then we must see what happens when we go straight from the right path, right way, the way that Allah has named for us to live. We have to see and know why it is that we should stay on the right path and not go straight of what will happen to us. And I think we're seeing this today in all this that's going on, that's happening, and many are asking why. So now you know why. Everything happens because of our conduct and because we're not following the right conduct. All right, now we will have again Imam Shahid Shabazz, and have him to give another comment.
Yes, thank you. People, first of all, I want to say we have to learn to respect the power of Allah's love and truth if we want to overcome evil. Only Allah's power and love and truth is supreme over all creation, and people, we can't change this evil world. We can change it, but the only way we can change it, the evil in this world, we as individuals have to change the evil in ourselves. Allah said He will never change the condition of a people or an individual human being until they first change that beautiful nature me and the man have been talking about that Allah created in us. It's already in us. We have to be taught wrong, but our true nature is good. And I remember when one Imam, Wafduddin Muhammad, may his soul rest in peace, said that if you lead a baby, if a baby just grew naturally and the parents they was taqwa, God conscious, the baby, it's easy, people, in other words, to do good. But it's hard to do bad because we're going against our nature. It's just like putting a car in a reverse and trying to go forward. It ain't going forward. That's an analogy I'm giving of our nature. When we do evil, we talk about freedom. Freedom ain't freedom just from the physical enslavement of other people. Freedom is freedom from your own self as we are. The beginning of evil, the evil in our life. Somebody's talking in the background. I wish you would get them to stop.
Yes, I will. I was trying to close that one up, but at the time it didn't close up, so I will try again and see if I can have it to close that one, that particular number up. All right. It's closed now.
Okay. In my continuation, the evil we see in this world, like I said, people, the evil, a lot of people like to blame who people call the devil or Satan. All the same, Allah called him the chief leader in evil. But Allah didn't give the Satan no power to force people to do wrong or evil. Allah said all the evil that comes in our life comes from our own evil deeds. And, you know, so people, our Creator, Allah said He created the nature of good in every human heart, as His ma'am said, and I said, people, we enslave ourselves to evil when we change our good nature with sin. Sin changes our good nature, godly nature, our good nature. Then we become ill-natured fools totally under the influence or power of evil. In other words, people, what I'm saying, we give evil power over ourselves, our real spiritual life, which is inside of us. Net nature is all good. It ain't good and evil. You can't have faith in the Creator doing good and evil. And even Allah said in the Holy Quran, His final revelation, that those who confuse their faith in Him with their wrongdoing, they don't have no protection from evil from Him. He will not protect you when you practice intentional hypocrisy. And only each individual person, I want to say this, can free their own soul from sin and evil by giving their hearts back to Allah, their Creator's love and goodness that's already in them. This will kill and destroy evil in us and in this world. This, people, is how we can bring back the good life that our Creator gave us. He created us good, with a good life. And all His creation He created good. And people, in my conclusion at this point, Allah, our Creator, say in His final revelations in the Holy Quran, that our sins can reach a point or stage when He will close the doors of forgiveness. He won't even forgive us no more. And you can see that most people don't reach that point. They continuously sin every day, intentionally, Muslims too, beginning with the Muslims. So don't wait, people, to give your whole life to Allah. Like the brother Imam said, worship and faith means submission to your Creator's will, which is all good. Not some good and some bad. Allah's will is all good. Because death may come for us at any moment. And Allah said we must be prepared for Him when we die. He said, die not, in my conclusion, except in a state of submission of our will to His will. Then we don't have no will. And when you give your will to Allah and you don't have a will no more, your will become like the angel's will in heaven. The angel's will is the will of Allah. They can't do nothing but the will of Allah. When He gives them a command, the angels say, we hear and we obey. That's how we're supposed to be down here on earth as human beings, like angels. When the commands come to us from our Creator through His prophets and messengers, and it's the whole truth which is in the Quran, we're supposed to say, we hear Allah and we obey You. That's it. Do we hear You, Allah? You say, stay away from all that's haram, forbidden, and You enjoin us to all that's good. We follow You, Allah. And this is a prayer I'm going to share with y'all from the personal prayer that I say every day, all day to Allah. I say, oh, Allah, Creator of the heavens and the earth, take my will back. You give me a little freedom of will, And I know I can't be free until I give my will back to You. And then I will be free from the sins, my own sin and evil. So let Your will, good will, be done in my life and take my bad will and ways away from me. You got to ask Him, Allah, Your Creator, for this. And you got to mean it. And if you mean it, you'll see a transformation in your life. Well, you will become a person that people will be just so happy to see you, because you will be reflecting all the good and divine qualities and attributes of our Creator, who is all good. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shahid Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. I'm Lee, bringing this broadcast to you every Sunday at 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for joining us. Our voice is lowly here today, and we know that there are many more listening, usually because we can't get them all on the air. But we do thank all of you for joining us here in the studio, studio and on the air. And we want to pray that you will just push that number one button if you have a comment or a question of concern, and we'll be glad to have you on the air, and we'll be glad to have you join us and give your comments or ask your questions. We have such a beautiful discussion today on everything in this world is a test of people's faith in the unseen. Yes, people, and you know, when we have tests in schools, as we go from grade to grade, the test gets harder and harder. Even from the beginning, tests are hard for some of us. So this is the same way in our lives, people. As we go from time to time, the tests are going to get harder, more easier. And this is a warning sign, a reminder to turn us back towards what? The unseen. That which most do not want to believe in. Most people don't want to believe in something they cannot see. Yet they refuse to face reality that what they see and who they see cannot benefit them or do them any good. This is all a false illusion. Even the doctors, you have people going to the doctors. Oh, I got to go. Then they come back complaining, oh, that old doctor, I don't know why I went to that doctor. He never do nothing for me, but give you some poison medicine and then send you back home, but you come back in a worse condition. I hear people saying that, you know. So that's to let us know. That's a sign to let us know that the doctor is not God. It's only your creator, and you're not turning to him who can help you. And people, we must realize that we are a very rebellious and stubborn people. As I remember Imam Rafi Dean Muhammad said, we are a donkey people. People are more rebellious and stubborn today than ever, and they determined to do their own thing, so to speak, which is what nothing, and have their way about things, and not listen, not want to believe. Well, therefore, I'm going to hold you any longer and go on and on in my discussion. We'll see here. We go back to Alabama in Georgia. And that's because this is like this is a subject that we can get off on. Even me, I can do more talk with since I've known the man Shaheed Shabazz. I'm talking more than ever. Besides that, you can hardly get a word from me. He's taught me how to speak out, and I'm speaking out too. But we will go on now. We must. It's you who the show is for, and we love our guest, our man guest here. It's beautifully man. I'm going to call on him again. That's Imam Abdul Kareem from Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. Imam Kareem.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Brother Imam, I would like for you to ask you to do one thing for me, if you would. I don't mean to cut you. When you say terms like sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a lot of people don't know the Arabic, but people want to understand. And we've been taught English in this country. And even Imam Wafdi Muhammad, he very seldom, when he spoke some Arabic from the truth of Allah, which is the language of Allah, our creator, everybody, you still got, Allah said, you got to explain it in the language of the people that you're teaching. And our language here is English, so I know you have good intentions, but I like for you to explain in the beautiful teachings you give, just explain to them what you're saying when you use Arabic terms. I appreciate that.
Inshallah.
Thanks, sir.
Allah will, if Allah will. But sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means prayers and peace be on the Prophet Muhammad, who deserves all the prayers and peace because he never got any prayer, he never got any peace while he was here on earth. And so we try to send them as much prayers and peace as we can while he's not here.
Yes, sir.
But I'm going to try to explain something that has happened to me in my life that I've seen why it happened and who I was that was the cause of it happening to me. When I was a little boy, I liked to play. I just played and played and played and laughed and tried to have fun in everything that I did. And from time to time, there were boys in my neighborhood that would want to beat me up and beat all of us up just to be doing it. And I didn't like to fight. I liked to play. And so I felt like a weakling because I couldn't fight. So I forced myself, which was against my nature, to hit somebody and fight somebody for real. We played mock fighting and cowboys and Indians and fighting in the grass and fighting in the park and stuff like that, but nothing real serious where we drew blood. We were just playing, testing ourselves as young boys do. And I never understood why I didn't like to fight, and I still don't like to fight even now. But I have to fight, and I learned early on that I had to fight in order to be able to survive, or else people would be beating me up and taking my lunch money and all that stuff. And I didn't want that to happen to me. Now I understand that this is the nature. I'm not the only boy that's like that. Many, many, many young kids are like that.
That's right.
And now I understand why, because my nature was to be submissive. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created me in the nature of Islam, which means submission.
That's right.
And so I would rather make up with somebody, smooth things over, talk things out, rather than fighting. Because even after you win the fight, you still got to look over your shoulder because this sucker might try to come up behind you when you ain't looking.
That's right. That's right.
So, but this society that we live in is run by the Satan.
Sure is.
He taught us how to kill each other.
Yes, he did.
The first murder that took place when I was in Syria, Syria is in a valley between mountains. The mountain is called Jabal Qasiyun. Jabal means mountain, and Qasiyun, I don't know what Qasiyun means, but it's the name of the mountain.
Right.
And you're looking up at the mountain from the city, and you can see that there's a building up on the way up on the top of the, close to the top of the mountain, on the side of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so I asked people what that was, and they said that's a mosque. They told me that 40 prophets had prayed up there.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I want to go up there. So a friend of mine said, come on, I'm going to take you up there. And him and his cousin and me climbed up the side of the mountain and walked up there. It wasn't like climbing like a mountain. It was like walking up a path, and we got to the mosque. And inside the mosque, there was a place where water was dripping from the ceiling. And they had a man that worked there like a tourist guide. And he told us that I couldn't speak Arabic at the time. And so my friend, who was an American citizen, but he was born in Syria and he knew the Syrian language, he translated for me what this tourist guy was saying.
Somebody at the door.
He said that when Cain killed Abel, the mountain cried, because this was the first killing, the first murder that had ever taken place from mankind.
That's exactly right.
And the mountain wanted to fall down. and there's like this place where the water was coming from was like a handprint in the mountain, and said that Jibril, the angel Jibril, held the mountain up from falling because it was so sad about this murder that had taken place between two brothers. But I'm going to go on with what I was saying before. In another hadith, which has been reported by Imam Ahmed, it has been related that one day the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prayers and peace be on the Prophet, Holy Prophet, said during an address, "My Lord says, I had created all my servants on true faith. Then the Satans came and led them astray from their faith and made unlawful what I had made lawful for them and commanded them to associate with me those for whom I have sent down no authority." This means that Allah has made man his servant and created him only for his own service. We are a khalifa. A khalifa is a vicegerent. Khalifa, Mike Pence, is the khalifa of the United States from Donald Trump. He's the vice president. He has the power and authority that the vice president has, that the president has. And if the president is not able to do his duty, Mike Pence becomes the president, and everything he said goes just like it is the president said it. That's the power that he has created when he has created the khalifa, you and me.
That's right.
So this natural disposition of man, this natural disposition of man cannot be altered, however hard one may try. Neither can man effect a change in his position of a servant. We're always going to be a servant. We were created as a servant. We're going to be a servant. We make $100 billion, and we think we King Googa Mooga, but we ain't nothing but a servant to Allah. And when we leave this earth, we ain't taking none of that $100 billion with us.
That's
nothing
right.
is going with us. We ain't even having no clothes to take with us.
That's exactly right.
Even though the undertaker may shroud us in a sheet, we ain't even taking that sheet with us. That stays with
That's
the
right.
dead body.
Sure do.
So now that man may make for himself as many gods as he pleases, but the fact remains that he is the servant of none but Allah alone.
That's right.
Man, by his own folly and ignorance, may regard anything as possessor of divine attributes. And I saw a temple in India full of rats. The rats were the gods. You could not hurt the rat. You could not kill the rat. This is something that we set traps for in our house to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
But these people over in India look at them as being their gods.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the cow. They got cows in India that are sacred cows. They're supposed to be the
That's
gods.
Right. They sure do.
This is wrong. And
yes.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the last prophet he's going to send to this mankind. So he's done. This is done. No more prophets, no more messages, no more messengers. The people have killed their prophets, have disavowed their prophets, and made their prophets seem like they had no message from any god. And only a few people have believed in the prophets that were sent to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That's correct.
Whoever has adopted an attitude of independence and freedom and turned away from Allah, and whoever has adopted service to any other than Allah and proved to be disloyal to Allah should desist from this and return to the service of Allah, whose real servant he is by birth. So this rugged individualist mentality that people have in this country. This is from the Satan. You were not created to be rugged individualists. You were created to be servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to love Allah means to obey Him. We were created to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This means that you should fear that if, in spite of being a servant of Allah by birth, you adopted the way of living independently of Him or served another besides Him, you will have to suffer a severe punishment for rebellion and ingratitude. Therefore, you should avoid every such way of life which earns you the wrath of Allah. How can we be independent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when He has provided everything we need for our sustenance? We can't eat an apple or grape or egg that comes from another god. So whether we believe, whether we accept, whether we obey, it doesn't matter, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still the God, and He's still going to mete out justice on Yom Kiyamah on the Day of Judgment. I'm not going to continue taking up all the time. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. But one thing I want you to do, brother Imam, before you go, is tell the people what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean. Tell them what Allah mean, and tell them, if you will, if you don't mind, what subhanahu wa ta'ala mean.
Subhanahu means...
Tell them what Allah means first, if you don't mind.
Allah is two words, Al and La. The word La means God. So
okay.
In the Kaaba, in Mecca, there were many gods, and the Prophet Muhammad came on the scene and went into the Kaaba, the black house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He saw all these trinkets and statues that were people had put in there to worship. And He cleaned all of them out, because they were all just a bunch of trash.
Correct.
And Subhana, it means the great, the highly glorified one. Subhana wa ta'ala is the highly glorified Allah. So it means highly glorified.
That's right. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Wa alaikum salam. Sister, do you have anybody else that want to come on?
My brother, let me see here. Yes, we do have. Brother Larry has been with us for a little while here. Perhaps there's a comment or two that he would like to make.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum, Larry.
Well, wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Larry.
Good morning. I'm really enjoying the teachings this morning. Thank you very much, Brother Shahid, for having the brother to explain and break down the language of the Arabic that was given us from the Prophet Muhammad and the Quran. So we want to thank you very much for that. I'm just listening in this morning. I kind of just came on. I don't know why I was thinking it comes on at 12:30, but yeah, I'm certainly just enjoying the teachings, and of course, I just you know, give opportunity greatly that for the teachers coming from you imams, and I'd like to you know, just give my greetings this morning and listen in, and inshallah that we have other listeners that are as interested in the teachings and the learning of the teachings of the Quran. So I'll just bear on and hold on and let you guys, you men, go on and continue to give us this great teaching. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. We thank you, Brother Larry, for just coming on. You have a wonderful spirit, a beautiful spirit. And, you know, that's the whole key to life, excuse me, for us as human beings. It is the spiritual life, or the spirit, excuse me, I'm a little hoarse, bear with me. The spirit of Almighty Allah in us gives us our real life. Most people you see every day, they can say they believe in Allah. They can say they follow Prophet Muhammad. They can say they believe in Prophet Esau, Jesus. They can say they believe in Prophet Moses or Musa. They can say they believe in Prophet. Huh? Did you see anybody say anything?
No, go ahead, bro.
Oh, okay. But anyway, the point I'm making here, or trying to make, Allah bless me to make, is that this is so important for us to turn this world around, and Allah is the one that's going to really turn this world around. But like the ma'am said from Atlanta, Georgia, we have been made vice generals. And I love what, the way he described that, using the government, because Allah is the governor of the heavens and the earth. And he put us down here to be his representative. So we are similar to the vice president. Allah would be considered not in the position of the president, the leader for the whole world. And then we would be considered, he put us down here to represent him on this earth. And to represent Allah, our creator, on this earth means that we should be down here not doing evil, not hating each other. We should be down here showing forth the mercy and the justice and the love of Almighty God, Allah, to ourselves and each other. And as the brother said in the beginning, I had that on my mind. The first murder took place with the first two sons of our mother and father, every human being, Adam and Eve. Cain, they had two sons. One name was Cain and one name was Abel. And Cain, he got jealous of his brother. And see, that's why jealousy is so very, very dangerous. Because jealousy, Allah says, leads him to murder and all kinds of evil. And these so-called white people of America, they had been jealous of us when they went over in Africa over about 600, 700 years ago or so, somewhere in that period. They seen a people that were civilized people. We weren't in trees like monkeys and apes. They seen a civilized people who had built such monuments like the pyramid, and they can't understand, even the scientists today, how did those people, black people, build those large edifices like that? And they built it on the, and you can correct me, brother, man, but they built the pyramids in the same order of the universe. If you study the pyramid in Africa, you will see that they were built on the in a mathematical order that the whole universe was built on the same order. So that the pyramids are in line with the unity of the creator of the whole universe. And I wanted to say this because I want African American people in particular to know that this is a time that they really don't even have a clue, most of them, to who they are and what our mission has been given over all the other people in our human race. We've been given the mission of leadership. We have been given the position of mujaddid. Mujaddid means to revive the truth so that we can call the people back to the worship and unity of our Creator. Listen, no people in history has suffered a slavery worse or more horrific than the hell that we African-American people have suffered here in America. Now, let me show you just a small, it ain't no small, but a short point, briefly, to show you that. Every other ethnic group in this country, they keep in touch with their roots. They know their ancestry and their history, besides the African-American people. In the Bible, there's a section, I ain't going to call no names, it's the truth. In the Bible, it says that Allah, in the last days, like we're in, of evil, he will take a people that were stripped of their humanity and considered not to be a people. He will take those people and put his spiritual life back into them and make them leaders in his spiritual mission for the world, to call the whole world back to the remembrance of Allah, their creator, and their true worship of the one creator, Allah, and him alone. And this is the black African, so-called black or African-American people. We are that people. We are the chosen people of Allah. Now, I'm going to give you an example, and Brother Larry shared this with me, and this is powerful. A black male was elected in Montgomery, Alabama, in the Deep South, and in the Deep South was the worst of slavery and treatment of black people here in America. And, yeah, we need to know this. This is a message from our creator, Allah, like with President Obama. Nothing can happen without the permission and power of Allah. So Allah allowed Donald Trump to get in there. He allowed President Obama to get in there as the first ex-slave president leading the whole world. And Allah is doing this, these things to let black people of America know that our past history is that of a people of Allah first raised up to lead the world back to Allah's justice and righteousness for all humanity. So we got to, if we are African-American people, understand who we are, we wouldn't act the way we act. We wouldn't kill each other the way we're killing each other more than any other race in the human race. We hate on each other as Muslims. I don't care what we call ourselves in America. I'm just using America. Black people are divided, and they're hating on each other, killing each other. They're killing their children like white people and we learned all of this evil behavior from so-called white America in slavery. They gave us their bad and evil, like the co-host, Sister Isla. She taught me one time that, and I didn't know it, even as a Muslim, you learn every day if you're open to learn. She said the so-called, when we was growing up, if we've seen black people talking correct, and they're using to correct pronunciation of words and stuff, we would say, oh, they're trying to be white. No, they won't. And even opera music, we call that white music. No, it's not. That's African. That comes from Africa. That comes from black people. So black America, you need to study your past history before white America took you from your foreparents from a place called Africa. This will help African-American people to know the truth about who you really are. Not a nigger, not a coon, not a slave, but leaders of the world in spiritual, our creator, spirituality and righteousness. As a people of the world, we understand now Allah's making us leader again. You know, Montgomery, Alabama is where Martin Luther King Jr. Worked so hard, and they sick dogs on him. They beat us with water. The black jack sticks, these police brutality was the worst in the Deep South, down in Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, all down there, Florida. And so Martin Luther King, he had the wall for us to get civil rights. Just, they didn't even treat us as civil civilians because the white America said in slavery that the blacks in America was three-fifths of a human being. So what was they saying that we were? And they still say this and treat us like that. And other people do too when they come to America. They treat us like we are not human. My ex-wife, Sister Isla, said one day in her lifetime, she was young, she said this Japanese lady yes, sir, because the whites had taught that we had tails, our African-American people. We were like, we were descendants from monkeys and apes and baboons. And she asked the Japanese Korean lady, she didn't mean no harm. She had been taught by this government that black people are animals. We're not human, so you don't associate with them because they are animals. And that's why people are scared of us when they come to America, because of the lies of this government teaching that black America was animals, not human beings. And so she asked her, I said, could you pull up your dress and show me your tail? And I think about that. They still think of us like that. Look at what Donald Trump tried to do before he even became president. And when President Obama was the president, excuse me, he said President Obama was a Muslim and trying to make all Muslims be bad people, like that's a bad thing to be a Muslim. And the man from Georgia told you what Muslim means. For all you that don't know, it means submission to the will of your creator. Now, if you're in any religion, if you ain't submitting to the will of your creator, and you say you believe in a creator, and this is another thing I want to say briefly, we can hear people, a whole lot of people saying, I want to go to heaven. But they ain't willing to die. They're scared to die. How are you going to go to heaven if you don't die? You're going to die anyway. But most people are not preparing for death. In order to get to heaven, you got to prepare for death. You got to die right. And Allah says in my conclusion that don't think of those who die submitting to his will, which is all good. He said, don't think of them as dead. He said, they're still living. Though us here on earth, don't see them in the body, flesh no more. He said, they're living in my spiritual world. We don't see Almighty God. But do we say he dead? No, because he can't die. He don't have no temporary existence. His existence is absolute. It's eternal. But everything he created, it has a temporary nature. It's going to end one day. We're going to die one day. The whole world, the sun, the moon, the stars, the ocean, everything in creation going to go back to where it come from, the creator. Allah began creation, and I want to say this for everybody too. Allah say he gave us life, then he going to cause us to die, and he going to raise us up back to life again to be judged on the day of the judgment to know where we going to go based on the life we lived here to eternal heaven with him. In this eternal heaven, all good, the eternal hellfire he has prepared for all of those who reject faith in him, and as the man said from Georgia, believing only themselves, selfish people that want to do, just doing what they want to do, which is all evil. We do what we want to do, a lot of them say it's all evil. And we can see that most of the people, not only in America, but the world, they are evil and are a lady was saying the other day, most people are walking dead and don't even know it. But how can you know that? If you're dead spiritually and mentally, then what comes out of you? Death. You don't know nothing but death. You want to kill. Like the man said, he didn't want to fight. I didn't want to fight either, man, when I was growing up as a little boy. But I'm the one that had to fight the bullies to stop them from taking our lunch money, taking our lunch. And some were so nasty and evil that they used to go up in their nose and take that out of their nose and put it in our lunch on our food. Man, that was so evil. That was so wicked. So Allah put in me, you're the one that's got to be the David, like Prophet Daoud killed Goliath. You got to slay these giants of evil. And so I was scared too, but Allah just put the courage in me to stand up to two bullies in elementary school. And I said, when they came to me one day and said, give me this, I said, I ain't giving you nothing. They said, you know what's going to happen to you, don't you? you know what we're finna do. And I told them, if you're gonna do it now. And when they fought me, I hit them about two or three times, and they said, I don't want to fight no more. Can we be friends? So Allah used me that way. Allah don't like bullies. Allah don't like, the Creator don't like selfishness. So if you're selfish in any religion you think you have, other than the way that the Creator created you, which is Islam, the way of life, meaning the way of life, that the Creator created for all people. And we say one faith, one Creator, and one human life. It ain't one human life. And that human life is in all the goodness of Allah. It ain't any evil. When you practice evil, you destroy your life. The wages of sin is death. And the gift of the Creator is eternal life. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, right, my friend, you are listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheed Shabazz. And as you can see, he's really teaching and teaching strong. Yes, and I've listened carefully to so much that he was saying, so many things that I had on my mind. One thing that he did say, I want to sort of correct a little, is that, yes, I was going to college at this time, and another young lady was going to college, and she was Japanese. And so she did ask him, she said, excuse me, ma'am, but do you mind if I ask you a question? I don't mean any harm. She said, I said, sure, sure. She said, well, I don't mean to be offensive, but I was told that we were told in our country that black people had tails, and I haven't seen it. Do you have any tails? I said, no, we are human beings just like you. And I said, no tails. I said, but they told you a lie. And that's the way that conversation went. Yes, they did happen. But this is what happened to people. It's going to show us. You have to understand why a lot of people from other countries come over here and don't associate with us. Because
that's
we
right.
are still we are second-class citizens. We are three-fifths of a human being.
Three-fifths. Three-fifths.
And as the brother said, too, they didn't have a language. The Caucasian, they learned how to talk through us. But what they did is reverse psychology. They took away our language for us to use it. When you
That's right.
Not even English. And they, after they had learned from us, they used the correct English, and now it's vice versa. They have us saying anything hell kind of way. Using,
That's right.
You don't even do English anymore, really, we talk about many of us. But this is the reason why. That's why we need to understand and study history. Because a lot, all this good that you see, that materialistic good, no, we should say, it came from our people, African Americans. And they built this country, but they were also had to teach the Caucasian how to be a civilized people. And they switched everything on us and made us appear to be by taking everything away from us and killing us if we even tried to get our knowledge back. Tried to speak
That's
our
right.
language.
And still doing it.
Salaamu Alaikum.
The impression that we were illiterate people.
Somebody says Salaamu Alaikum, sister. Somebody says Salaamu Alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Well, yes. I want to explain that to you, yes, that the way things are with us and why they're happening to us. There's the history again behind it, and it's because of the rule of the people that have been allowed to rule at this particular time on earth. And now I was going to call on our sister again, see if she has a comment to make at this time. And that's Sister Nafisa from Washington, D.C. Oh, I'm sorry. I had another sister up there. I didn't realize the line was open. I was wondering where the noise came from. This sister, I believe, is the 313 number. Let's hear from her first if she has anything at this time to say. That's the 313-422-3152. Would you like to make a comment at this time, my sister? Okay, then, yes, I'm going to close her up, and we'll go on to this is my sister from Washington, D.C. again. I'm right. Can you hear me?
Sister Narcissa did come on, and I think she's still on. That's why you hear the noise in the background, sister.
Yes, but I'm not able to reach her. So therefore, I'm going to have to close her off and stop the noise.
But it's a lot of static, sister, a lot of static.
I'm closing her off.
Let her get an opportunity if she can come on.
No, sir, she has been closed off. When you're closed off, you can't come on. The only ones that have
But still, we can hear the noise in the background, and I know we don't have much more time for this program, so I'm just trying to direct the program just like I'm supposed to as a host, the host of the program. So you can go ahead on to the imam in Atlanta, but I got a lot of noise in the background, and that's a distraction for us.
You told me to go ahead. Somebody got a messed up background.
Your sister's talking right now, Sister Isla. You just started talking. Sister Nafisa is talking right now.
All right, yes. Brother, well, I was trying to let you understand that I had cut everybody off, and somehow in trying to cut them off, I cut her on. So I didn't know that she was on the line. See, you have to see it from a technical view of what I'm doing here. That's right. Just because you hear them on doesn't necessarily mean that they were put on. But she is on now, and we would love to hear from her. All right, sister.
Okay, salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum, sister.
Oh, God. I said that I saw pictures of Caucasians with tails on their back of their body.
That's right.
I can't understand why they saying we have the tails when actually they have the tails.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Why I wanted to hear from the sister.
Say we have it? Yes. You know,
yes,
and I've seen pictures of them.
That's
they
right.
Google
their
tail
right.
And everything. And we've never had tails. It's always
never.
Those people who tried to blame us of what they have.
That's right.
Because they have no understanding.
That's right. And can I say something to that effect? That's why I wanted you to come on. I could feel you had some powerful to say because you don't talk that much. That's right. They used what's called reverse psychology on us when they brought us the black slaves to America. They used their history, like Sister Isla said, they gave us their corrupt history because they not only did they, why did they have tails like dogs? Because they was having sex with dogs and even sheep over in the Caucasus Mountains in Europe. These white people of America, they're called Europeans. And they was cast out by Queen Elizabeth, one of them queens over there, like they treat us, that's how they was being treated as slaves. And that's why they know how to enslave people and treat us like they treat us. Because they, but theirs was an animalistic slavery. They was cast out in the Caucasus Mountains of Europe, and the Caucasians over here, the ones in the government, did so-called white people, and they did have tails because they were having sex with animals. And when their children came out, they were half animals and half human beings. They were ones. It ain't the black people. The civilization, we started civilization. A lot started civilized, and we had the Moors went over into Africa, Europe, about 1,000 years ago, and they had to teach the Europeans. They first started teaching the blacks, started teaching the white people. They were living like animals, and that's where chicken pox come from. The chickens and the animals were living in the house with the European people. I want everybody to look up Hidden Colors, to Google it if you got a computer. what me and Sister Nafisa just said, it's not on all three or four, five of those DVDs, Hidden Colors. The true history of the Europeans, Mr. Dick Grove is on there, and all of the scholarly people, African-American people, some of the most scholarly African-American people in this country. And they teach them the true history, even more so than most Muslims are in America. Hidden Colors is what they call. So, Sister, you are so right. That's why I wanted you to come on. That's why you can go to the Brother Imam in Atlanta. Go to the Brother Imam in Atlanta. Can I just speak a few words?
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Let's continue. Both turning to Allah and having fear of His wrath are acts of the heart. This state of the heart, for its manifestation and stability, needs a physical act which makes it known to others in society that so-and-so has returned to the service of Allah alone, and which, at the same time, may go on nourishing and developing the state of piety and devotion in one's own self, also by means of practical experience and discipline. That is why immediately after giving the command for a mental change, Allah has given the command for this physical act, that is, establishment of the prayer. As long as an idea is only an idea in the mind of man, it can be neither stable nor endure. It may fade away or change. However, when man starts practicing it, the idea takes root in him and goes on increasing in stability and strength with more and more practice, so much so that when it has become a belief, it can neither change nor fade away easily. Considered from this viewpoint, no act can be more effective than the offering of the prayer regularly, five times a day, for strengthening piety and fear of Allah in oneself. So the salah has a significant purpose, which is to stabilize our one true faith, our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because if every few hours during every day we put our face on the floor in worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this embeds in us this submission to the will of the Creator. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Imam Abdul Karim Shabazz. We're grateful to Almighty Allah for putting you on the program. You are very well informed, and we thank Allah for that.
To Atlanta to hear me at Masjid Al Farouk.
Sir?
Inshallah, you come to Atlanta starting November 2nd. Saturday at 3 p.m. to hear me talk about these same things in Masjid Al-Farouk.
If I'm able to do so, Brother Imam, I would definitely be honored to come, but I don't think so because I got so much spiritual work that Allah is blessing me to do here in North Carolina, my home state. So he don't want me to go anywhere right now because the people he's blessing me to reach even the Caucasian people here with his truth. So I know we don't have much longer. Okay, I got you. 1 minute, 15 seconds. So we'll pray. As we open up with prayer, we'll end with prayer. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman, Nirahim, Maliki Yomidin, Iyaka Na'abudu wa Iyaka Nasta'in, Ibna Sarata Mustaqim, Sarata Ladin, Amta Alehim, Graham Makdubi Alehim wa Dolin. Ameen. We say, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is due to Allah, the God and Evolver, the Church and Sustainer of all the worlds, most gracious, most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Day alone do we worship, and day alone, eight, we seek for the even the evil of this real world. Show us a lot of straight path, your straight way that leads to you, straight to you, not of the path of those who are selfish and who go astray and think that they are their own gods and they have selfishness and individuality in their life and they are cut off from you and they are enter the hellfire and they will continue with that selfish attitude of worship, as you say in your final revelations. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you all for coming on, and those who are listening all around the world, continue to tune in every Sunday.
Who would fall?